And each Monday we bring in the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. No loss feels good. They probably all feel the same to you. But I think this one, when we look at it, and very similarly, Coach, to the Thursday night game at Baltimore, where opportunity did seem to be there. You were in it with these guys the whole way through and just fell short. And I think you can point to, as you have, those things, whether they're mistakes or penalties or something, that make the difference in the outcome.
Yeah, no question. You know, I made the point earlier today that last year we played the Ravens and the score stayed somewhat close, but they kind of took it to us. This year, you know, we had an opportunity to win. We're winning, actually, 15-14, just less than 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And we falls in that category. We got to learn how to finish things and, you know, make enough plays to win. Got to coach better, got to play better. And that'll happen.
Was there anything in particular that bothered you or disappointed you more than others? And I know, unfortunately, you got more than one thing you can point to, but is there a single thing when you had time to think about this and review it on tape that you said this was your biggest kind of...
Well, I always look at the decisions that I make throughout the game, and there's a bunch of them. Some of them end up being very smart. Some of them, if we don't execute well, you look back on it and you say, well, you know, maybe I should have done something different, you know. So that's where I'm at right now. And then, of course, our coaches right now are talking to the players about the specific things that they need to do better. And, you know, you just try to clean that up and move on. And that's where the mental toughness comes in, because games get talked about after you play them for a while. And it's natural to assign blame when you lose, and so what you got to do is you just got to move forward and try to do the best you can to make decisions based on winning next week.
When you look at the hole that you got yourself into, 14 points early on,
yeah.
and we've seen this pattern this season where you're chasing points as a team, and no matter how valiant the effort, you're almost always going to come up short, or at least that's been the pattern for the Browns in many of these losses this year. So you not only were able to close that gap, but also take the lead, and that's a credit to the team, to everybody. But that has to be a disturbing thing of, once again, seeing yourself fall into that hole.
Well, you never want to get behind, and there actually are less games this year that we are behind. We've scored more to start the game this year than we did last. But no matter how it happens, when you get back to a situation, however you get there, where you're ahead in the game, you got to do what you got to do to keep it.
When you also look at your running game, Trent Richardson was having success running the football for the second week in a row, and he has a 100-plus yard game. We knew how banged up this Ravens defensive front was, and the Houston Texans had shown in the previous outing with the Ravens that you could run on this club, and you certainly had some success doing that. Any consideration as you look back on it that you would have maybe wanted to run more, or were you sufficient in the amount of time that you tested their front seven?
Well, we were having success running the football, but I think we also that helped us have success with some of our play-action passes. And so it all goes hand in hand. And Trent had a positive impact on the game. You know, rushed for over 100 and caught the ball for over 30. So, you know, he had a positive impact on the game. I think it's important that he's involved throughout the game, whatever the situation. And, you know, you try to do what you can to score points. Now, we found our way. The big issue was we found our way into the red zone 5 times.
Yeah.
And got 5 field goals, and that's not good enough.
Right. And what can you point to on that, Pat, for that very – because you know you're looking to get touchdowns there.
Yeah.
But, again, in general, is there something that you can say there's a hump you got to get over besides just doing it? What's stopping it, you know,
from going? You know, it's always – when you're down there numerous, it's a combination of things, you know. The times when we run the ball, you got to get more out of it. You get a third down situation in the red zone, you got to be able to be not third and 11, you got to be third and 3. You know, and so, you know, and then there are times when they'll just legislate against you, just absolutely throwing the ball in the end zone, and then you got to be able to check it down and run it in.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us as usual here on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coach, we've talked on this show before about the controversial coaching decisions. You referenced those at the top that you think about. You were asked quite a bit about those after the game and earlier today in your news conference, especially the fourth and one deciding to go for it when you're on your end of the field versus not going for it previously when you were on the other end of the field, closer to the goal line. How do you sort of break down why you made that choice in this particular game?
Well, I felt like, you know, I wanted to keep the football. I felt like we had a good situation where we had a play that, you know, I felt like was going to work. And, you know, we didn't get it. Of course, now when anything doesn't work, you look back on it.
You want to do the other thing, yeah. Or people want you to do the other.
Well, the previous game we're talking about,
yeah.
You know, I punted the football.
Right.
And we got the ball back with a chance to win. You know, I was watching the Giants playing the Steelers last night. Very same situation. They punted the football and never saw it again.
Right.
So, you know, I get that and I understand. And when I see how the outcome of the game ended up, of course, I sit back and say, okay, what could I have done better and differently? And so, you know, you obviously consider it.
Does the risk of putting the Ravens in a position where they can, you know, increase the lead because they've got favorable field position there if you don't convert, how much does that play into your thinking?
Well, I think you got to consider that. We did a good job of making it a long field goal. But then once we had the ball back, you know, we had a chance to throw a long touchdown pass that we didn't get executed, which then the game, you know, the game moves on.
Right.
We just keep playing. And so that's one of the many decisions that get made. Some of them you look very smart when they go the way you think. And then there's other ones where you say, well, you know, it didn't work out. And then, of course, you're always very critical. I'm obviously more critical of myself than anybody outside the building can be.
Sure. You had what you talked about after the game, communication issues, problems from the sideline to Brandon Whedon. But if you could just explain what kind of the nature of what those were, just because you touched upon it and just want to see how those could be and
right.
How you work through them.
Well, it was one of those games where there was a couple situations where it just didn't get done smoothly. You know, I felt like the communication has been outstanding for most of the year.
Right.
And every once in a while in a game, something will happen or it's a situation where you want to say, okay, let's just gather our thoughts here and then move forward. You know, there's always personnel going in and out of the game. The plays needs to get called and communicated to the quarterback and got to get executed. And so we had a couple situations where that didn't get done, and we'll make corrections to make sure that doesn't happen again.
You're in the bye week, so it does give you the opportunity to do that, to do the quality assurance, if you want to call it quality control, and go over that type of thing. You mentioned in the news conference about streamlining, and that's just a matter of, is it maybe reducing number of people involved in the process or just verbiage? How do you do that?
No, we just constantly look for better ways to do things. And this gives you a little bit of time to just sit back and maybe tweak some things that will help you as you move forward. And that's going to be the focus for the coaches as we go forward. There's other things you try to get done in the bye week. I'm mandated to give the players a certain amount of days off, which – this late in the season, I think it'll help them
sure.
to try to get healthier for the last seven games.
You anticipated my next question. Is this bye falling? I know you have no control of when it falls, but it seems to fall at a good time from a healing standpoint, almost this mid-season, just past the mid-season mark, and bodies need to heal and refresh, and minds need to heal and
right.
refresh too.
Sure. Yeah, we've been going through the process now for quite a while, so it'll be good. It's a welcome change of pace. I don't consider it time off. It's just time away for the players. But we change the routine here for a week and then get back and get ready to play the Cowboys.
Brandon Whedon has, I'd say, had more positive impact than negative. But it looks like, and we know about the weather against San Diego kind of keeping things in check passing-wise. But yesterday wasn't one of his better days. But it looks like he's also the type of guy who is going to be diligent at and being very self-critical and study that film and make. What do you want to see him do in this extra time off?
Well, it's important, I think, that he just keeps working on the basics, the fundamentals, and how it relates to the game plan that we're putting together for the opponent we're going to play. And so That's all. I mean, he just got to just go back to basics. Sounds cliche, but just keep working on the basics over and over and over, and going through the progressions and making the right reads, doing it on time, and being accurate with your throws.
One real bright spot, I thought, in this game was special teams, not just Phil Dawson being 5 for 5 on field goals, being money as he always is, but your coverage. Jacoby Jones, as dangerous a returner as there is in the game, and he didn't really burn you in this game at all.
No, that was a big-time fight in terms of the special teams. It was a good battle. You know, I think I like to think we got the best of them in the first game, and that's a good football team we played. They're very, you know, and John Harbaugh made his name as a special teams coach in this league, and they're outstanding. And I think our guys battled. I thought we got our best game out of our punter, and obviously Phil making his kicks, and then the coverage units were solid, really solid. And so, you know, there's something to build on there, and we're getting better there. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, you know, it's fair to say that we are just night and day better than we were a year ago in that area, and I think, you know, I really do think Chris and Sean do a good job of getting those guys ready to go.
Anything different you're going to do in this bye specifically that maybe you did last year? Because you always talk about how you learn from your first season, different things, procedures. What is there something you may go about differently as you approach this bye? I'm talking you specifically from a coaching standpoint. And then even personally, are you going to allow yourself to get away from it a little bit?
Yeah, I kind of leave my personal time private, you sure. know, but no, there's plenty of work to get done. You know, we got a long way to go as a team. There's a lot of football left to play, and I just feel like this is a team that can really improve and win games, and I want to just make sure we dot our I's and cross our T's as we move forward, and we're going to play an outstanding opponent. You know, I don't think the record shows it quite as much as I see it on tape, but you know, the Cowboys.
Sure.
We got to go down there and play the Cowboys, and so we got to get ready to go.
All right, Pat, thank you so much.
You got it.
He is Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.